Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This episode of Nothing Major is sponsored by Huel. Try Huel now with 15% off for new customers. So all of our fans, 15% off. You go to Huel. You can use our discount code NothingMajor15 at Huel.com/NothingMajor15. Go check it out. Let me start with Isner. What is your favorite flavor?
I like the OG chocolate.
Yeah, salted caramel and chocolate. It's tough. I think I go back and forth between both. They're both very good, very tasty. Post-wiffle training, post-dinking, I'll take a Huel down, get that protein in, get some calories in to recover.
They also got sparkling greens. I don't know if you guys veggie eaters.
Big veggie guy.
I like veggies.
All right. Well, I don't like have veggies that often, but I get the sparkling greens. I get my veggies from that now, which is good. Or fruits. I go with the blueberry flavor. Peach isn't bad either, but blueberry definitely my favorite flavor. I don't know. It's just like an easy way to like get all the nutrients. Like if I'm taking the kids to school, I skip breakfast a lot of times, so I replace it with sparkling greens or the shake. So that's where I use it. Anyway, Huel, 15% off.
All right, coming up on Something Major, the semifinals are set on both sides of the draw, and we're going to preview them right now. All right, everyone, welcome back to Something Major. Quarterfinals just finished. We're in the semifinal round at the United States Open, which Sam Querrey said, which I really liked. Everyone's here. Myself, Sam, up early.
Oh, Jack said that.
Sorry?
Jack said that.
No, you said the United States Open.
Oh, I thought you said you're referring to the everyone's here part.
No. Anyways.
It's been a long night for everyone.
But Jack did say that before we recorded, yes. But everyone is here, as you can see, and we're all rocking the merch. Jack, Stevie, Sam, and the team at SIFT Creative are here. You know, as Sam said in the previous pod, it's hard to get all of us together, and it very much so is the case. But today we're all here, we made it work, and we're happy to talk about what's happened at the U.S. Open and what's up ahead. So,
hold on, before you start, like, yes, hard to get us all here. What did you not understand on the group chat yesterday? Steve and I were talking.
We were very confused, John.
Like 15 times, we're like, Stevie and I are like, we're at the center. Musetti match, we can record last night after we get home, or we can record this morning. And like 15 times, like, what?
No, I said, I never like, said what. I said midnight.
You're like, so 12 Eastern?
I said midnight Eastern, question mark?
Yes, but obviously we're at the Musetti center match. We can't lock a time in because we don't know when it's going to finish. And you couldn't comprehend that.
I'm sorry. I missed a lot of messages yesterday. I got to be honest. I was a chauffeur yesterday. With all my kids, I'm not looking at my phone. I'm in the car because I'm being safe. I could tell you were agitated.
Stevie and I like had to go off the chat. We're like, is John stupid? Like, what is wrong?
I don't understand what the big deal is. I was trying to schedule a time, and like, you know,
it took us like 4 hours to schedule like what time we're gonna do this.
We just kept circling, going back and forth.
At some point, we should do like a reveal of all the messages sent in separate groups about each other.
I did not want to do it at midnight, by the way. Of course, that would have been awful.
We didn't either. We'll reveal the chat. We'll reveal the chat and let people vote because it was crazy that you couldn't get it.
Okay, well, I want to reveal the chat. we're gonna leak the chat messages. Okay, I'm totally fine with that.
Nothing major messages.
Yeah. Maybe we need to ask.
All right. Sorry.
The fans, which time that they prefer to listen to the pod.
All right.
And I could tell through the text that you go, one of your replies, Sam, was what? Question mark?
Yeah.
You never write that. You always write what? LOL or what? Ha ha. You just go, what? Question mark?
It's a product of being at the site all day and haggard.
Hold on. Does that have a little bit to do with it?
No, it doesn't. It has a lot to do with you being an idiot yesterday.
Would you like me to read one text?
All right, we're starting something major now.
No. Sam writes, that's fine. Just know that after the men's night match, SJ and I need to head back to the city and record. So it could be around 1 a.m. Eastern Coast time if the men's match goes long. John replies, midnight Eastern, question mark?
That was the straw that broke the camel.
And then I just replied with, is there? Come on, man. Like... But continue. Let's talk about the great tennis.
Let's start on the men's side. I think we have to start with Novak Djokovic and his four-set win over Taylor Fritz. Sam, were you courtside for that?
No, I was not.
Okay, never mind.
I'll still talk about it if you want.
Yeah, let's talk about it. And let's talk about just the ridiculousness that is Novak Djokovic. Jack, there's no superlatives that can like describe Novak at this point, but... What did you think of his level, Jack, in that quarterfinal match and how he's been able to, of course, little by little, improve over each round?
Yeah, I mean, I watched almost every point of that. And I think I was – I don't want to say I was, like, in a state of shock, but because he's obviously proven that he can do that now, like, over and over. I mean, he's made all four slam semifinals this year at 38 years old, which is – I can't fathom. But – I thought it was incredible. And I think the fact that he said he didn't think he played, you know, as well as he wanted to, I thought he hit the ball incredible. I thought he was moving insane. He was getting out of corners. He was extending rallies at that age over Taylor, who can play, you know, as long as a rally as anybody and hits the ball as well as anybody. I did think Taylor had a good chance in this one before the match. I think I said that the other day on the pod. Taylor had a lot of chances. I feel like he could have made that a very, very interesting match and or maybe had a set or two lead early on. But Novak just did almost prime Novak stuff and played how he's played over all the years. And it was incredible to watch, honestly. It was just like a fun tennis match to watch as a fan and spectator. And all props to Novak for doing that and playing that well. I thought it was incredible. Yeah, like you said, I don't know what superlatives you can use, but it was just incredible performance, I thought.
Yeah. After the third set, when Taylor won the third set, obviously he was down 2-1. They were dead even in points. So it goes to show how even the match was, but Novak was just a little more clutch, especially when it came to break points, converting and defending break points. Obviously, we know how that is. You can play great, but not be clutch. And Taylor, in my mind, is one of the clutchest players on tour. But when you go up against these all-time greats, it's a little bit different. Stevie, do you have a similar take on the match?
Yeah, I think it was – I mean, Novak's just doing exactly what he needs to do to kind of move on. But I feel like, personally, he seems like – Novak's a little bit more agitated sometimes, like just with the crowd. And I feel as if he honestly thinks that this might be his best and last shot to win 25. Like, you know, he's just not getting any younger. So I feel like he's like putting all his eggs into this basket, rightly so. I mean, he's going to do that at every slam that he plays going forward. But I feel like this is the best chance. He played on Tuesday, so he has 2 days off. You know, that's a huge for him to play, you know, have that extra day off in between a quarters and a semis to, you know, I don't know how much better physically you can get in an extra 24 hours, but if there's somebody that can do it, it's Novak. So I think it's his best chance, but he's going to be playing Carlos Alcaraz, maybe playing his best tennis. So, but I like the way that Novak's played. I mean, anybody who can play only slams and make the semis of all four at 38 years old is pretty damn impressive and insane. I mean, he was the youngest man to make all four semis in 2008, and he's the oldest man to make it all four semis in the same year, 2025.
That's a good stat right there. I mean, I think to your point, I think he can improve a lot with an extra 24 hours. You look at it like, I kind of look at it like baseball, right? Like in the playoffs, having like one extra day of rest for your stud to be the starting pitcher. Yeah, I think it's like, it's a huge deal. With only one day off, that hinders him a lot. But that extra 24 hours, I feel like he's going, I think this is going to be the freshest. It sounds kind of crazy, like the freshest he's been all tournament, because he hadn't played for so long. His body, I think, it took a little while for his body to warm up to the pounding on the court. But right now, with 48 hours off or maybe more, I think this is going to be the freshest he possibly can be.
I mean, if there's anybody that can get better in an extra 24 hours, it's Novak. Like, I don't think there's anybody in the world that could possibly get more out of that 24 hours than Novak could, for sure. Like, he's doing something insane that's just going to move the needle somehow. It's just crazy, but he can do it.
Absolutely. First of all, we got to applaud Taylor. I mean, he's such a gamer. Like, unbelievable effort. And I thought he had a great attitude. Obviously, during the course of the match, kept battling. After the match, we all saw the headband that was on backwards. That thing was on backwards for like three sets, wasn't it?
Two sets.
Guys, that had to be strategic. You can't look in. Taylor puts this stuff on in the mirror. Everyone's talking about the Hugo Boss headband. I'm convinced it was a strategic play.
Didn't think about that.
Hugo Boss, I don't know, Taylor.
Do you think it was a Hugo Boss strategic play or a Taylor like, hey, I've lost this guy 10 times. Let me do something silly.
Yeah, that could have been it too. It wasn't like, a mistake. I don't think it was a mistake.
I don't think it was a mistake
either.
I'm saying
it was a mistake because before a quarterfinal match, you're going to do like a PR stunt for your sponsor. Yeah. I mean, that's smart, I guess. But
Boss has made like a whole campaign out of it now. They're posting about it.
Yeah, you see it's hashtag Boss and it's spelt backwards.
SSOB.
Yeah. We're onto it here on we're all talking the pod. About it. Like,
that's interesting. I didn't even think about that. But you could be right there, Sam.
I think I am.
I just feel like Taylor's too meticulous about these things to like, you know.
Jack, I didn't think about it. Jack and I were like, I never thought about that at whatsoever. But you're right, he's putting it on in the mirror.
In the mirror. Come on.
Taylor can be a little spacey at times. I think we all know that. So that's kind of where I was erring towards. But I could see that. Honestly, now, everyone's talking about it. I didn't know they're doing campaigns and stuff. So maybe,
But Taylor is a guy that goes to the mirror and and like gets the hit, right? Like right before walking on the
No chance that was a mistake. Like no chance.
Yeah. It's not like me. I had a bunch of people comment. In my first week up there, one of the times I was on TV, my tie was like down to my knees. I didn't look in the mirror.
That seems impossible.
That's a long ass tie then.
The longest tie ever.
But anyways, back to Novak. Like, and I'm not trying to get like a viral moment here, but is he like? It's not far fetched to say he's like the greatest athlete of all time, any sport in the history of the.
I think he is.
I think he is too,
dude. Give me the greatest athlete of all time. Like, I think I would put Novak number one.
I'm with you. I think he's the greatest athlete of all time, given how demanding our sport is. Now, that doesn't mean he can jump as high as LeBron James or run as fast as, you know, Bo Jackson in a straight line. But, like, what he has been able to do for this long and this level of dominance.
The longevity is insane.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
I'm saying greatest athlete of all time.
Yep. Give it to me, too.
Good to know. All right, we all know who he plays next. He plays Carlos Alcaraz, who just destroyed Jiří Lehečka in the quarterfinals. We all thought that was going to be the case. Carlos Alcaraz has been an absolute freight train this tournament, has not lost a set. He gets Novak Djokovic, where they played at the Australian Open, and Novak got him. Now, this is obviously a lot later in the season. Carlos has looked virtually unbeatable. Do we give Novak any chance in this match? Sam, I want to start with you. This is an absolute blockbuster. This is a matchup that most people wanted. It would have been nice to have an American in the semifinals with Taylor, but Djokovic versus Alcaraz semifinals doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't at all. He's got a chance, but it is the smallest chance. I don't think he has a chance to beat Carlos and then Sinner back-to-back, but I do think there's a chance he can beat Carlos, but you said it best. Carlos is a freight train. He hasn't lost a set. When he played Lehečka, I don't know if you guys saw, second game, he hit a forehand inside in, falling back. He was falling backwards and hit it 105 miles an hour. No one's ever done that in the history of tennis before, like hit forehands like that. Isner, you're a big Lehechka guy. Like, you're always like bullish on
Lehechka guy. I like his legs.
Yeah, yeah, he's strong. But he just made him look like, after watching like five games, everyone in the stadium just thought, hey, this guy's no chance. Like, Carlos does everything better. I think for Novak to be, I don't know how Novak's going to beat him. Like, he's going to have to, like, go out of his zone a little bit and throw in more chips, maybe serve in volley. He can do it, but I just really don't think it's possible. Assuming Carlos plays well, I don't think it's possible for anyone to beat him in center.
Yeah, Stevie, I want to hear from you on this. Does Novak have any chance? And what percent chance?
I'll give him a 10% chance.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you have to give him a chance. It would be insane if to count Novak out in anything. I mean, we've talked about it enough on this show and everybody else just around. He proves you wrong every time you think he's down and out. He's got that extra day. Of course he has a chance, but he, more than anyone, needs to play flawless because he needs to get out of a Carlos match in the semis somewhere under, you know, 3 or 4 hours to have any chance if he wants to win the tournament in the final. So he can't just play good against Carlos, but he needs to be efficient about it. Like, he's got to find a way to get it done in straights or four at the most, because the longer it goes, the less I feel Novak's belief is then to beat, you know, potentially Sinner in the final. But Carlos is playing insane right now. The shots he's coming up with, the just everything about it. The serve is insane. He's been broken, I think, once this whole tournament.
Yeah.
Hasn't dropped a set. Like, it's just been, yeah, it's just been straightforward, ho-hum. Let me just go out, take people to the, as BG would say, to the woodshed and just roadhouse people. It's been nonstop, and I don't see that stopping now. I see Carlos winning that, but I give Novak, I would say somewhere around like 10, 15, maybe 20% chance to get Carlos. I mean, Carlos is going to have an off day. Novak's going to have to be old Novak, and anything can happen, but it's just a daunting task to beat. We've talked about it. You can't beat both those guys in a row, and he's going to need to beat Carlos very economically to save himself some legs.
Yeah. Jack, you have anything to, you think?
I concur with everybody on this one. The exact same thoughts.
I concur. Catch me if you can when he was the doctor.
Yeah.
I concur.
I mean,
I'm with you guys.
Novak is 3-0 against him on hard courts.
Yeah, like Djokovic, just Carlos's like pace of ball, like just this tournament, it seems to be like 10% more than like the normal. I mean, it's crazy. All right.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, in a similar vein to Carlos, now we got to talk about the other side of the draw in Jannik Sinner, the level at which he is playing. We spoke about how early in the tournament he wasn't maybe as sharp. I don't think that's the case anymore. This round of 16, 1-1-1 victory, which you all spoke about. And now last night's 2-4-2 or something like that. 1-4-2.
Let me say, like, Steve and I were there last night. He went up 5-0, so he beat Bublik 6-1, 6-1, 6-1. Then he was up 5-0 on Ussetti. So he had a run of four sets where he went 6-1, 6-1, 6-1, 6-1 against really good players. The crowd last night, the crowd knows how good Sinner is. Like, every time Ussetti won a game last night or had a 15-30 or like a 30-all, the place was going nuts. Like, give us something, please. Like, we want just a good match. That's how desperate, like, the crowd is and how knowledgeable the crowd is of like how good Sinner is.
Yep. That's it. And Musetti's quote, this is what I was trying to find. He says, honestly, I've never played against someone who puts me under so much pressure in rallies, and I didn't have many opportunities to return the ball. He was always the one dictating the play. I mean, it's absurd. Like,
it's what it looked like.
The second to last game, I think last night, he hit that running, clocked that running forehand up the line winner. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, like, we know who he plays in the semifinals. I don't even think we need to ask if we believe Felix has any chance, but I don't know. I don't know what to say. This level is some of the highest tennis, like, I think from Sinner and Alcaraz both that I think would, the sport's ever seen. Jack, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I was watching that also in like just in awe, honestly, of it. It looks like he's hitting the ball literally as hard, almost as hard as he can on every shot. And it never seems like he's going to miss. So in control of what he's doing. It looked like Musetti's quote last night, the whole match. It looked like he was just under pressure on every single point, on every shot. Sinner was dictating play on every point. It was really fun to watch. I feel bad for Felix in the next match. I think he's going to get absolutely chopped up, honestly.
Yeah.
I think Felix has less of a chance of winning that than Novak does against Carlos. And I almost think Sinner's level right this second is higher than Carlos's.
That's crazy to think. That's why that was my reaction.
I know, just the way he was playing, it was absurd. Like,
I think Sinner is the best ball striker of all time. Even if he stops right now, I think he's the cleanest, best, purest ball striker that the game of tennis has ever seen. And I'm not just trying to like say that. I know like Andre was unbelievable. Like, I give that title to Sinner now because he just never hits a ball. A shank, I was telling this to Stevie last night, if he shanks it, it's just like off center by a millimeter. It's not like off the frame or anything.
It looks like a video game.
Unreal run from Felix so far, by the way, to make the semis after like not playing well. We talked about this on the last pod. And he played, he kind of willed his way through that Demon Hour match because that was somewhat ugly from both guys. But Felix making a semi is massive. And his forehand, he scaled it down a little bit. He's making a few more of them. But I have no clue what he's going to do to win a set against Jannik Sinner.
He's not.
Yeah. He lost 0-2 in Cincinnati. They played 2 weeks ago. Prior to that, Felix was undefeated against Sinner.
Yeah. Throw those out the window.
0-2 in Cincinnati. I mean, we could be looking at, I would imagine that we are going to be looking at a Bublik Musetti type scenario on Arthur Ashe for the semifinals.
I don't know. Felix had a pretty good serve.
So does Bublik.
Oh, shoot, he does.
Yeah, but I feel like Bublik was like, after he got broken first game, he's just like, oh, I'm good today.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I mean, even said before
Felix
the match,
is not going
he
away
said before
anywhere.
The match, this guy's AI. Didn't he say that before the match?
Yeah.
So it's like Felix isn't going anywhere. He's going to compete to the last ball. So
yeah.
I think it'll be closer, but yeah, this is going to be a Sinner.
He can compete all he wants. No chance.
The one thing that everyone has going for them against Sinner is, of course, you're not expected to win, and you have absolutely zero to lose. So Felix needs to play like that and keep the scoreboard close in the first set, and maybe the AI bot Sinner tightens up a bit, but in any event, it's a pretty good semifinal lineup. You have
it's awesome.
1 and 2, the greatest player of all time, and then you had Felix that came out of that Zverev section of the draw, which we all thought was pretty open. So kind of status quo. I mean, Felix is seeded 20-something, but not many people maybe.
That's an awesome semifinal on the men's side. Awesome.
Awesome. All right, and the women's semifinals is just as awesome.
Yep.
Two Americans could potentially play each other in the finals. That would be amazing. But we have Sabalenka, defending champion. She got a walkover against Vondrousova. That must be a nice feeling. Not that we think that she was going to lose that match. But Vondrousova played great in her previous round, and then something happened to her knee.
Yeah. I think she's had a couple surgeries on that knee before.
She was warming up before the match, like on, you know, P2 or whatever, and then just stopped and like was in full tears on the bench. I felt bad for her. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Had to pull. Like, just
oh, that stinks.
Gutted.
Yeah, I mean, it's just. Stink. But her semifinal opponent, Pegula, a rematch of last year's final. Has anyone ever made the semifinals of a Grand Slam with less fanfare than Jessie Pegula this year? Am I the only one feeling that?
No, she's played first on every day.
On Ashe, too. She's played on Ashe every match.
She's just clock, you know, just cleaning people's clocks out there.
But apart from that, she like
she's been rolling too. I mean, she's been in a good section of the draw. I think I saw she hasn't played anyone top 50, although like Krejcikova, I mean, has dropped in the rankings. She's better than that. But having said that, you can only beat the people that are in front of you, and she has only lost four games in a set, I want to say, like one time. Like, she's been playing flawless tennis.
Her first round, I think she won 0-4 against a girl with that crazy Western forehand. But yeah, she's just been clocking people. Her matches have not been, like, filled with much drama, which is, again, and she's a low-key kind of person, right? So it's just not much fanfare going about her business. Jack, obviously this is a rematch of last year's final. What do you think Pegula needs to do to be able to disrupt the world number one Sabalenka and give her a chance to get back to the finals?
I mean, I think she needs to start with a high first serve percentage. I don't think you can be throwing in second serves to Sabalenka, who just destroys the ball. And then just play, I don't know, just play your Jessie Pegula tennis. I mean, high first serve percentage, try to move the ball around as much as possible. She obviously is so good at counterpunching and kind of hugging that baseline and playing that like straight line tennis. And but she's got to play very well. Obviously, Sabalenka is the most dangerous player on the women's side with pace and serve and everything. So it's going to take a great effort and really good tennis. But I think she has a chance for sure. If she you know is firing on all cylinders and feeling good and playing well, I think she has a chance. Sabalenka, maybe obviously she can kind of get up and down with her emotions out there at times, and it can kind of, you know, affect her tennis, I feel like. Yeah, Jessie's obviously going to be level-headed, steady as can be, as always. And I give her a fair chance at maybe an upset there.
I think this long layoff, I mean, 3 days off for Sabalenka, maybe that's not such a good thing for her. Maybe a little bit of rust, or am I the only one that...
I think it's irrelevant whether she had 3 days off or no days off.
Well, the one thing I think Jess has going for her is the scar tissue that Sabalenka has so far this year, late in Grand Slams. She has to try to, again, I think if she can keep the scoreboard close, maybe that can reveal itself. Even the world number one is vulnerable to not playing her best in the big moments. But Sabalenka is the favorite again, but I'm with you, Jack. Like she's got a chance. Last year was 5-5. In the finals against like top level Sabalenka. So, yeah, Sam, Stevie, anything you want to add on that match?
No.
We're going to the other side. We're going to the other side. And this is a blockbuster, not in terms of maybe necessarily rankings, but we have Osaka versus Anisimova. Amanda avenges her 0-0 loss in the Wimbledon final. Sam, how impressive was that from Amanda last night?
She played unreal. She's been playing unreal. I feel like for Amanda, after losing 0-0 in the finals of Wimbledon, she went out at Wimbledon after that and gave like a phenomenal 10-minute speech. It was like one of the most incredible moments of Wimbledon. And I feel like doing that like just like builds a ton of character. Like going out, losing like that in a world stage, giving a good speech. And I feel like that like has kept her going. Like she didn't crawl into a hole or she didn't, you know, kind of fall off the map. It like made her like stronger, and then she came out yesterday and just took it to Iga. If Iga didn't make a lot of first serves, and then Amanda would just step up and absolutely crush returns. And she almost is playing like Sabalenka-ish style or Osaka. It's like she serves out wide and then hits the first ball to the open court because she knows she hits the ball so big, the girls can't go catch up to it. So like there's no reason that Amanda Anisimova cannot win the tournament right now. I think she has as good a chance as any of the four semifinalists to win this tournament.
Do you guys think after Wimbledon, do you think more pressure or more thoughts on that match were on Iga or on Amanda? Like Amanda to revenge that or Iga to like back that up? I feel like that's it's an interesting mental like.
I think Amanda.
Oh.
No, I would have said Amanda, but we were talking about it earlier in the day. If Amanda went down like 2-0, 3-0, like everyone would have been like, oh my God, please just get a game, you know? So.
She lost serve out of the gate and broke right back.
But when she got broken out of the gate, you were a little nervous.
Yeah, she hit that swinging forehand volley to break, and then you could see the relief. And that, I feel like that like completely loosened her up, and she played amazing. I think one could argue that losing 0-0 in the finals of Wimbledon maybe was better for her than losing like 6 in the third.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because like you had no chance of winning, you know, like you just, but still super impressive to come back from that from Wimbledon. Not a lot of players can do that. So really impressive with, you know, the break she took a couple years ago away from the game to like come back now to be that mentally strong, to lose that kind of a match and now be back in that position again at the US Open. That's amazing. I mean, I think that we could see an All-American final for sure.
That, okay, well, Stevie, what do you think about the Anisimova-Osaka semifinal matchup? Again, blockbuster. To have Naomi playing this well again, like she's back to her Grand Slam winning.
She's back.
I mean, Osaka's if she's made the quarters of a slam, she's won every one. So it's a good stat to have. But Amanda's 2-0 against her lifetime in both in Grand Slam matches. So if Amanda keeps playing like that, like why not continue on, get herself to another final and hopefully, you know, learn from what happened at Wimbledon and be great. So it's, I'm going to take Amanda on that one. I think she's playing well. She's got, you know, she's, you know, conquered some demons against Iga in the quarters. And what's not to like about her game going forward? It's just going to get better and better.
Osaka playing well though. Osaka's like final in Canada. She looked good last night. I don't know if she's playing like peak Osaka, like as well as a few years ago, but she's getting awfully close.
Well, she told you last night, Sam, in the interview that like she's not worrying about winning or losing. That's like that. That's the zone that all athletes want to get in, especially individual sport athletes, where you don't care about the result. And then if you can get into that zone, you can free up and play well. I know all you guys know that, right? Have experienced that.
You can see that on Osaka's face on the court. Like she's kind of like she's smiling a little more. The body language is better. She looks pretty happy.
She looks like she's enjoying being out there a lot more, which is obviously going to lead to better tennis if you're actually enjoying being out there.
And okay, Sam, you were on the did she reveal the latest Labubu to you on set? Is that what happened?
She brought the Labubu on set.
Andre Swagasy, I saw.
Andre Swagasy had all these crystals.
Is she coming
on
up
it.
With these names?
I don't know, because they all have, like, you know, the really tie-on catchy. Players. They're all catchy. I don't know, but they are. Like, is the next one already in the making for the semifinals?
For sure.
Yeah. It's got to be.
But she's already had 7 done.
She's had Billie Jean Bling, Arthur Flash, Althea Glitterson, Andre Swagasy. I thought you could even get a Labubu. I thought they're hard to get.
Feel like she could get some.
She could probably get one. Yeah.
Prior to this year's U.S. Open, have y'all ever heard of a Labubu? Jack, have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, well, I've seen the trend going. I'm not going to comment on this because I'll be a negative Nancy. They seem like the dumbest thing of all time. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. So I'm just going to leave the Labubu talk to other people because, yeah.
I've heard of them, but it makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't quite gotten into the phase of the fad of it all.
Yeah, I heard of it. I honestly might have thought it was like a drink before.
Sounds like a drink.
Yeah. Right, I'll take
Bobo
the Labubu
or something.
But yeah, wasn't there those drinks with the balls in the bottom
like
of them?
Bobo like tea, like
yeah,
Bobo tea.
Yeah, maybe that's why. They're like Beanie Babies back in the day.
Yeah, I'd never heard of Labubu prior to I think her revealing it after her first or second match.
That surprises me. You're on trend with the internet.
Are they expensive?
Yeah, I think like hundreds of dollars.
Well, they said in the thing it's like they're priced around $495 for a keychain doll.
Is it like a Japanese thing, or
I think they started over in Asia somewhere for sure. I mean,
hers are like $475. The
they're going up in value.
The margins of that must be amazing. This thing can't cost more than a couple dollars to make.
Incredible margins.
Sure. Right? What's a better margin? Those are the honey deuces at the Open.
I think those.
How good is the frozen honey deuce, Sam?
It is good.
They have that.
They're excellent.
It's like a slushy.
That does sound pretty good.
It was nice.
When did y'all have a frozen honeydew?
I had one last night.
Y'all cheers together? Did y'all each have one?
Yeah, we had some ice cream together. We good fellowship.
Did you share one straw?
We didn't have them together. You had yours. I was still working for ESPN, so I didn't.
Sam was still working.
I didn't have mine until I got the official "you've been released" text.
He's a company man. He's on the clock.
Company man, and then I had one.
All right. Well, we've run a little long, mainly because you guys made fun of me for not understanding the group chat. I blame you guys for that.
Quick prediction for the women's final. Where's everybody on that? I want an All-American. I want Pagula and a Samoa.
I want that too.
Are we predicting or are we hoping?
Yeah.
Predicting.
What
are we predicting?
Okay. Stevie hoped.
Yeah, you hoped.
Yeah.
He's hedging his bet, right, Sam? Remember he tried to tell us that?
Yes.
Predict, Stevie.
All right. Amanda, Jessica.
Okay.
Final.
Sam.
Amanda Sabalenka.
I'm going Osaka Pegula.
Wow. Three different. I'm going Amanda and Sabalenka, too.
All right. All right. Carry on.
Bracket challenge update. Sam.
Yikes.
Holy crap, dude. You are in trouble. I think you're mathematically eliminated, actually. Because you're dead last.
We don't know how the points work on our own.
You're
bracket,
dead last, so. And you have Sinner over Alcaraz. There's no way you can catch up.
Unless the final, you get like 1,000 points.
I've got a 550 point lead
matter.
On Sam right
we,
now.
We all have, Jack and I have Sinner over Alcaraz, just like you do. So you can't.
I know, but can I catch Stevie? That's the question.
Wait, Sam could win,
Sam
if, he
could win if he gets the champion.
Sorry. Stevie, could you potentially be in trouble?
Dude, I'm 103rd right now.
I could win if I get the champion.
103rd out of 7,000?
I feel
7,
like this was me in the last one.
No,
I feel like
I was like, you can catch.
I want the
I
gift card.
Well.
You're 109th. Oh, there it is.
Wait,
I can't
it's either Sam
in.
Or Stevie. You either go from first. This was me last time.
Stevie's 109th out of 7,000.
103rd, thank you. 103rd.
I'm cheering for Stevie to win it.
109, it says. You can't.
And I got the updated one right here.
Oh, sorry. 103rd. That's incredible.
So
Sam,
I can go from like almost winning $2,000 to last place and have to sing a stupid jingle?
I don't think Sam can hop you. Sam, I think you're...
No, it says it right here. If Sam could win if he gets the champion. It's either Sam or Steve, you're in last. You and I are safe.
Stevie,
this is
I'm
me
sorry.
At Wimbledon.
Never mind.
This
I didn't keep scrolling.
What is the finals worth?
Does it matter?
1,000,000 points.
700 points. Congratulations. If Sinner beats Alcaraz in the final, you're singing a jingle.
That seems
on
that
the
doesn't seem fair.
Doesn't seem fair
doesn't
at all.
Seem
Jack,
fair.
I'm sitting. This feels nice.
This is nice. We're just spectators.
God, that's unbelievable. I'm
the worst bracket in history. And then if Sinner wins, which he's got like
Sam
a very
can,
good.
Can
he's like 70%
right
to win.
I feel like we might need to change this up. You can't go from 5,000th place to beating a guy in 100th place because you picked the champion, right?
I agree with that.
You can have the same final in the same final two guys and then just hop somebody 5,000 spots.
I've dominated.
Okay.
Dominated
well,
so far.
It looks like it's down to two players. One, that's not if assuming Sinner and Alcaraz play each other. It's either going to be Thanos' picks or racketeering. And if that's the final, one of those two is going to get, as mentioned before, a $2,000 gift card to Tennis Warehouse. Second place gets $500 gift card and then $100 gift card. And we're also giving out some merch. So big giveaway. And they get to come on the pod, which is priceless. Which is priceless.
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 That's crazy that you might finish last.
Dude, I feel like I'm going to get first. If I can't get the winner, I'm last. That's insane.
I swear this was the same thing happened at Wimbledon.
Dude,
I was...
if Sinner beats Alcaraz in the final, you're going to finish like top 30 overall or something crazy like that. Potentially.
No, if Alcaraz wins.
If Alcaraz wins.
Sorry. My bad. If Alcaraz wins, yeah.
I don't want to sing a jingle. I'll tell you what.
Sam in 5,800th place right now could. Oh man, this is good. I wonder how many people had Felix in the semifinals. All right, I enjoyed that. We're gonna reveal those text messages. I want to see y'all's thread as well, but with each other.
You don't want to see it. You don't want to see it.
Reveal.
I wasn't in it.
Apparently they can't send it. It must have been some choice words for how slow I was yesterday. I'm sorry, guys.
Can't even imagine what's been said about me then. Yeah, that's all I needed to see right there. All right.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to exit stage left.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, good show, boys.
Good show. See you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.